The following media was brought to you by Tome of Huzzah! And I would do anything for love. I'd run right into hell and back. Bam, bam. I would do anything for love. I'll never lie to you, and that's a fact. Except when I do lie to you, because that's when I'm lying. But it's a fact that I'd never lie to you, unless I would lie to you. I just want to make that clear. Anyways, and I would do anything for love, but I won't do that. Did you know a lot of people? It's a whole shtick about that song where it's like, what is he not gonna do? What's the thing that he's not gonna do? It's in the song. It's literally in the song. And yet the song is so long that people, I guess, forget by the end of it.
Right. He's not gonna do that. And he says that quite clearly.
He literally says, I won't lie to you. And that's a fact. And then in the chorus, he's like, yeah, I wouldn't do that.
Like, yeah.
Oi. Anyways.
Yeah, and then later on he's like, and girls just wanna have fun. Oh, girls just wanna have fun. I find that an interesting switch up in the same song.
Yeah. And then his voice really goes like really from A to B. When he goes, Diva is the female version of a hustler. Of a hustler.
Yeah, it's the man's got range.
I really like the ending where by the end of it he again switches back up and just goes TNT, it's dynamite. TNT.
There you go. Your
Brian Johnson AC/DC soloist impression is still one of the funniest things to me.
What?
You when once went on a rant about AC/DC, why you don't like it. And you tried to imitate the voice and it got pretty close in a funny way.
No, I don't remember that at all. Is that because I was...
Brian Johnson?
Not off the top of my head now.
Singing one of AC/DC songs.
Well, I'm just thinking there's one that comes up in a playlist that I play often at work and it kind of... I forget what it was now that he's sung.
Back in black! I'm back!
Yeah, it's I'll do it next time. Remind me next time. I'll remember. I just can't get to it right now. I just think it's very grating.
Okay, highway to hell.
I'm on a highway to hell.
I was trying to remind you of songs, but okay.
No, it's not like
Thunderstruck,
that.
Thunderstruck, maybe.
Yeah, I think that's it.
You've been thunderstruck.
Yeah, Thunderstruck!
I think I'd like a good deal of the songs. It's just this specific one, and I can't think of which one. It just really, it's really grating because the intro to it is very long.
Yeah, I will be honest, I love Thunderstruck, and I think it is iconic, but the first chorus? Now, baby girl, that's a letdown. That's what we call a letdown. It starts up here, and then it ends somewhere here, and then it goes back up. But you don't need the dip. They wrote the song with the up, the dip, and the up. Usually you do the dip and then up. But I don't know. I mean, they're cooked without oil, but they're cooked.
You know what people call them sometimes here?
Mm.
AC/DC?
Mac and Decker.
Yeah. What do you think of that?
Yeah. I honestly, I did not know that. And I heard it in an interview I watched with them once where I was like, I can't do an Australian accent, but the girl basically was like, yeah, how's it feel going back home? You know, Akadeka back in the... And I was like, what the fuck you on about?
Did she just have a stroke?
Yeah, literally. It's something along the lines of... Hey!
Stop.
How does it feel to get back home? You know, the... Fuck. Can't get the joke out. It's like Matteo Lane. Like, he's a comedian. He did a joke once and I thought it's super funny. He said, yeah, I love... He's American. Like, Italian-American. And I love going around European tours because every country it's different audience. For example, I love Dutch people. I just cannot pronounce their names. They sound like they're sneezes. It's like, oh, ha 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 ha. Oh, what's your name? Ha-tuh! Oh, sorry.
Oh, Rudy, where are we on this lovely day?
Okay, introducing a brook, and we're in it. Innsbruck, Austria.
Holy shit. Holy shit, this is revolutionary. We're in a brook.
Mm. We're in a brook.
Yes, we are in Innsbruck. That's in the Alps in Tirol, for all those who know. What do you know of there, Rudy? Have you been before?
For those who know, what do you know? What do you know? I mean, you can never expect anything like, what do you know? That's the thing, people. But we should bring. You know what? What we should do is we should start normalizing our own slang. You know, gays have like, I don't know, like, thesis. We're gonna be like, I know, you say something cool. I'm gonna be like, coffee, bro. Protein, brother.
Well, it's something in that vein. I do talk to myself like frequently, when doing stuff.
Me as well.
Yeah. So what I've been doing, I don't know how it started, but it's kind of where I'm at right now, is that whenever I do something silly, you can guess where this is going, right? Mm-hmm. So, like silly, like a goose.
Yeah.
Right, so when I do something stupid, I'm like, oh, I'm such a goose.
That's such a grandpa thing to do, can I just say?
Is it?
Such a grandpa thing to do.
Oh,
well, I mean,
we are,
by the way, known as grandpas. Everybody who listens to us is usually, somehow, ends up being a bit like, obviously, a year or two younger than us. And then just our takes, whatever we do, by the way, I don't know if you know this about our fans. Whatever we do, our takes are always like, oh, hey, this is so 2010. You know? And I'm there like, shut the fuck up. We bring the content. We out here bringing. We out here paying. We out here being humble.
Right.
So.
Most of all.
Yeah. You come out here. Listen. You sit down there. You hating. I'm like, okay. Go do your thing. Talk to me when you're 56 episodes deep. You know? Talk to me when you're rich. Come back to me. Come back to me after two podcasts.
Right. All right.
I don't know why
that's
this
why we never hear,
just came out.
Yeah, that's why we never hear any feedback. It's because nobody's coming back to us because they're not rich enough yet.
No, exactly.
All right.
Anyways, on this good note, I think it's time for us to go to something else?
The news.
Oh!
All right, Rudy. I've got a bit of a long one, so I reckon you go first.
Unless
I get the sense that you've got the same one. In that case, I'm going to cut you off and steal your story.
No. I think, well, I have two. First one, very small one. And if it's a reference that anyone here gets, you know what? You're a G. Me and you out there, galloping through the streets, waltzing through the meadows. Because me and you, we get each other. Quality of life. If you remember from another podcast, Henry, we actually once talked about this topic. I now have a different article prepared. That brought up the memories, and let's see if it does the same for you as it did for me. The first paragraph of the article sums it up nicely. There was once again reason to celebrate at the Odorf residential home. Johan Rosmeyer turned 105, making him the oldest male citizen of Innsbruck. My question to you, what kind of quality of life does a 300-year-old shark have? I'm sorry, like...
Yeah, not much.
Yeah, 105. They had a picture of the guy. I don't think he even knew what a camera is. He wasn't looking at it. He was looking anywhere but where he was supposed to. And he looked, I mean, a trooper. I love the guy, but he looked... I will say this way. He's not going to any discos anytime soon anymore.
Yeah, I mean... Yeah, it really just depends on how fit you are. But, like, when you can see people that are that old and they're just, like... sitting there, clearly they're kind of like absent, if you know what I mean.
Yeah,
it's pretty sad. And then to think that a 300-year-old shark, I mean, he must be bored out of his mind.
Yeah. Like, no, as in, like, I love like, all the praise to you and dignity and whatnot for other people, but if I ever get the triple digits, shovel me. Just straight
up. Yes, sir.
Dig
me
down.
I'm with you.
I don't want to. Well, maybe with technology, we will get to 100 and we'll be like, what was that?
What?
Wasn't there a noise just now?
No, I was just listening to you.
Am I schizophrenic? I heard a noise from Discord. Is there a third person in here that we don't know?
It's a ghost!
Ooh. Anyways, go to your article.
Yeah, this is probably one of my favorite articles that I found in recent times.
Coffee, bro.
Man convicted after a visit to fetish event.
Protein system.
Rudy, before we start, would you like to guess what the guy was arrested for?
Going to a fetish thing, I guess.
No. That's kind of just like a legal event.
Oh. He was doing something borderlining public indecency.
Well, that's kind of the whole event as well. It's like a BDSM slash, you know, do you get where I'm going? That's the whole event. So it's,
I mean,
or do you think he took it too far?
Yeah. Maybe.
Okay. It's a good guess, but not really, actually.
Thanks for nothing.
So, 40-year-old man was arrested after visiting one of the most well-known fetish events in Austria / Innsbruck, I guess. I forget if this was in Innsbruck specifically. This particular event is one of the biggest in Austria, where the tickets sell out in minutes, so high in demand. When reviewing pictures of the event, organizers noticed that the man had a skull tattoo, which was stylized like the old symbol for the SS. Are you familiar, Rudy? Ooh. Just double checking.
Yes, the police force of Nazis.
Yes, the man commented that he was unaware of the symbolism. He just thought it was a cool skull. But as a result, he was there was a warrant to search his home. And what did they find? They found a showcase. I wasn't really sure how to translate this, but this is just like a glass shelf full of trinkets and stuff.
Yeah, a shrine.
Right? Yeah, just like to show off stuff he has, basically. And it was full of Nazi memorabilia. The man said he just likes foraging in fields and acres. He doesn't think too much about what he finds. He just cleans it up, puts it on a shelf as one of his findings, and he's not aware of any connotations it might have, and that he's neither left nor right affiliated in the political spectrum, mm-hmm. is what he said.
Mm-hmm.
And then as a follow-up to
that, and by his bedside, there's a picture of his lover, a guy in a mustache, long dead.
That's right. As a final piece, they found another tattoo on him, which was a black sun, which is a neo-Nazi symbol. And the guy again said, I just like the design. I didn't know there were connotations with it. So.
So is he getting jailed or not?
I think he got sentenced for 1 year in jail. But the sentence could still be appealed because I think I read something about it's not like fully proven for a fact that he is a Nazi.
If they put him in jail because of essentially what started from tattoos, does he have to get rid of the tattoos after?
That's a good question. That wasn't really mentioned, but I would think
yes. And will they pay for it?
I would say no, right?
No.
But I think the bigger offense is probably having the stuff in his home more than anything.
Once almost I saw somebody from my folk dancing group get into a fight about this because we were in France and it's like European People Festival, whatever the thing is called. lots of countries going in. Party, big party, festival. He takes his shirt off on his shoulder plate, right one behind on the back, is a Latvian symbol, like folklore symbol tattooed on. Latvians eat that shit up, like gobble it up, honestly, like go crazy. It's like, oh my god, when we frolicked in the fields in our underwear, that's the vibe. So tattoos all over the place. Anyways.
Okay.
Pitchforks and all, brother. Coffee, brother. He's tattooed, but that, like that thing, we call it the Thundercrest. And the Thundercrest is, to most who don't know, literally just looks like swastika, but the other way around. But people who don't know swastika that well, but they just know the symbol, they look at it, they don't care if it's left or right. And not politically, but like actually the drawing is like left-leaning or right-leaning. Yes. So then there was a German guy who saw that. I was like, what the fuck? Almost got into a fight. And he had to explain that the Thundercrest is like drawn the other way around. And it's for Latvians, like.
Right.
But it's not it's not really like, I'll try to show. It's not a swastika. It's more of a like, it's an ornament made of smaller, like inverted swastika symbols. And even swastika is only now known as swastika after the World War II, right? Before that was a Hindi symbol or something.
Yeah, Buddhist symbol.
Yeah.
And it still is. But, you know, the difference there is, I feel like, okay, now this is going to depend fully on how this looks, Rudy, when you send it to me. But I do think that even for something like that, you probably should know better, even if it means something else. I don't know. What do you think?
Well, that's the thing. Let's say if you would argue about this, like, genuinely, at least against the Latvian, you're never winning this fight. It's one of these things where it's like both national prides are like, okay, I know one is like heavy connotations from World War II, heavy, right? And I would never endorse anyone to do that. But the Latvian folklore thing is also pretty, like, heavily endorsed. Like, you can shit on Latvian about pretty much anything and he'll agree with you. Folklore, this is where you draw the line. I don't know, like, it's very, very strong. So anyways, I'm gonna send you the thing just so you know that it doesn't look like exact, like, okay, actually I'm just gonna share my screen. You try and explain to others, maybe it looks a bit different than how I explain. So this, I think, yeah. So this on the right is a swastika. You see my screen?
Yep.
Yeah, so that's the normal. And the firecrest is the other way around, and it's usually in forms like these. Like, it's like bigger symbols. You see, like, there's like crazy ornaments with them and stuff like that, but it is made up of that symbol.
I feel like as long as it's has like that ornamental part to it, so what you have to mention people is like it is sort of just like kind of like a square, but it's lines going everywhere off of all the lines, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So it doesn't, if it depends, if it's just like the, how the second picture is, then I would probably say that's not a good idea. But if it's like how the, fifth picture is where it's just like lines everywhere, basically.
Yeah.
Then I just don't think that you can, that's fine. Like, that's not a problem.
Yeah. Well, anyways, this was just the story of, that's be careful what you put on your body.
Yeah.
And expect to either explain yourself or have consequences, I guess. My next article. Okay, love you, but get the fuck out of my face.
Okay. So all right, story let's end all the episode time. Then.
If you are in the hospital and Jack Sparrow walks in, start writing your will, right? Like, you know what it is. Many variations, but same trick. Try to bring a smile to your face. And I don't know who was the genius to invent and normalize this, but a very common thing to do is to put a red nose and behave like a lunatic. In other words, clowns. I don't understand how clowns are what they are. And I don't know. Anyone has ever met a clown who is genuinely funny and not terrifying?
I think clowns are just kind of like an antiquated thing and are like now heavily associated with like, ooh, scary. But it's kind of the whole thing has kind of become ruined.
Well, apparently, starting June 30th, for fundraising purposes, young adults will go door-to-door dressed as clowns in Innsbruck, and the fact that the article was written to let people know of this proves my point that that shit is scary as hell, and so the city had to warn its residents that clowns are upon us.
I think, yeah. Just like, people like stand-up comedians are just modern-day clowns.
Yeah, and they're way better.
Yeah, but that's just because of the times, really.
They're just way better.
All right. Do you think clowns are scary?
Yes. I mean, okay. It's funny if I do like, ah, look at me, I'm a clown. Ba, ba, ba. You see? That's funny. If I now put him on makeup and with an actual nose and do that, I'm terrifying.
I don't think it's terrifying. I think it's tacky. And kind of
I
like...
I think it's wacky.
That sounds... Isn't a clown supposed to be wacky?
Whatever. I want to go to the ad.
All right. All right, let's go
clowns,
to the ad.
Clowns, they make me nauseous.
Honey, I'm home.
Welcome back, sweetie. Look at what I found at the market today. A porcelain dog fountain. Isn't that cool?
Again? We have 4 of those already. I don't know where you want me to put all this stuff.
I'm sorry, sweetie, but in this world of hyper-capitalism, the only way to exist is to consume.
I know, honey. It's not your fault. Don't you just sometimes wish that everything was just a bit simpler? Minimalism is a step in the right direction, but sometimes even minimalism feels like a bit too much. The Caveism movement is an effort to return back to simpler times. Rid yourself off of your earthly belongings, walk barefoot into the arms of nature, and enjoy life the way it was meant to be lived. Join the movement today and go from... That's my 8th pair of shoes this month. 2. Ooga booga, ooga booga, honey.
Ooga booga, ooga booga, sweetie.
You know, there's a guy who has, for some reason, he's so good at just behaving like a caveman, like randomly, like his like gestures, he can like fully, like basically imitate an ape. And that's his whole TikTok account. He finds a huge thing, goes in the forest, and is like, me when 500 BC or some shit, and just starts like doing some random shit, aping out.
That sounds really stupid in like a funny way. Oh, you should send, next time you see one of them, send me a video, because I would be curious to see that.
Okay, I'll try to remember.
Alright, in the meantime, everybody, close your eyes and picture this. You walk around the city, taking in the sights, but more importantly, the vast mountain ranges surrounding you. As you walk through the city, you try to explore some more hidden areas, like some dark alleys. Surprisingly, at the end of one of them, you stumble on a mountain hut, where you have a lovely schnitzel. The next day, you decide that today you'd like to go on a difficult hike. One where only few people have ever been. After a strenuous climb up the mountain, where you conquered cliffs, boulders, and wild goats, you make it to the top where you find a mountain hut with an old lady who prepares you a lovely schnitzel. On your final day, you go diving in one of the nearby lakes with beautiful and clear water. The lake is deep, and as you descend, it gets darker and darker until you suddenly swim into a mountain hut where a comically large trout prepares you a lovely schnitzel. At the airport, as you're waiting on your flight, you suddenly get a rumbling in your pants. Horrified, you run to the bathroom, but when you pull down your pants, you suddenly find a mountain hut. Those shifty Austrians have done it again, building huts where no one thought possible. You see a schnitzel waiting in your undies, but this time you think better of it. After all, there's only one way that schnitzel could have gotten there. So, if you like mountain huts and schnitzels, then maybe Austria could be your next destination.
Criminal. protein, bro.
That's it. You gotta stay protein maxing, everybody.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's get tumbling, let's get it rolling down these hills to truly go local in Innsbruck. Mountains, Gandalf. I want to see mountains again. If you're a big fan of the quote from Mistle Double B himself, then Innsbruck, nestled in between a mountain range like a hot dog between buns, would be right up your alley. And, you know what? That's it. Like, I'm sorry, I'm kind of pissed off about it, but the Google man has been there, so coverage is good. The city seems to be rather clean and with good infrastructure, and the nature is pretty decent all around. So yeah, there's not much I can make fun of. Well, actually, there you go. If you are a big fan of fun, don't go to Innsbruck. They're literally too cool for school. Fuck them.
All right. That's nice. All right, ready. Well, then let's hear what your local radio is.
Hit Fun Radio, all in one word, and I recommend them because my sleeper agent got activated after this description. Disco, country, oldies, Italian.
Nice. I've got Hit Radio U3. They had a good mix of pop going, but it did provoke the question to me, is why is it that in Europe, or at least in Western Europe, all the radio stations, they just play like English songs? And then you go to like, I don't know, like Cuba, and they have like the Spanish songs and like more local songs going on. Why is
culture.
That?
Culture. Because we are very, very, Europe and America is very globalized within each other, and everything is just becoming English. But when it comes to Spanish culture, I mean, there's a reason why, how do I say this, demographically, properly, before and after taxes. If you've had many Spanish friends, like who grew up like in the environment of Spanish, you give them the DJ thing, that the phone that is, they hit the club, and it's all just Spanish songs. There's no in between. There's no, let's hit Jay-Z and let's just do Spanish. Then we do Nicki Minaj, then we do Spanish. No. It's just Spanish. Which is, it's vibes, but that's just the case. They're very proud of their culture. Which, you know what? Slay queens and kings and everything in between. Just slay, you know? But not like the Spanish who slayed half of South America, but just slay.
Okay. No, okay, it's good to make that distinction before you end up killing way too many people.
I mean, everybody makes mistakes.
Well, Rudy, I'm going to just eclipse you immediately for the local business, which is Purenwert, which is a bit on the outskirts of the city, which is, you might have guessed it, Mountain Hut, or just like an Austrian restaurant in like a traditional Austrian building, and they look like they have good food, good schnitzel. And I think the best way to end a day of hiking is to have a good schnitzel, so go there.
Not bad. For my local business, this time I have something real, as in not a joke. Crazy, you know, but I recommend going to see the Royal Gardens of Innsbruck. Beautiful, well-kept, and enjoyable since 1410. Touch some grass, y'all. A lot of you need it.
All right. Fair enough. Already.
Okay, and that is where we say thank you for listening to episode 57 of Globally Local FM, brought to you by Tom of Hossa. Go check out Colossal Pengu on twitch.tv, our dear colleague. You can find me on Instagram 000RUDYS000, so 300 is 300s. You know, you already know the shtick. Just slay. Hey. Henry, where can we find you?
In a mountain hut having dinner, hopefully.
With a schnitzel in his pants. And let me tell you, that schnitzel, what a beast. and we'll see you next week in...
Brazzaville in the Republic of Congo.
Republic of Congo. What should we do for outro this time? What should we make Sid do? Sid, do a flip!